In those few days before the 1st of July,
yeah.
How did you spend your time?
We were in bivouacked in this wood, and we were not allowed out of the wood. We were to keep under cover, because by this time the aerial activity was one of the sights of the front, and there was a lot of aerial activity going on, a lot of photographing and so forth from the air. So we were in this wood, and our orders were not to be seen outside of the wood in daylight.
Could you see much?
Yes.
Or did you have any opportunity to see the kind of preparations that were going on in your area?
The only thing we could see were streams of supplies, mostly ammunition columns going up towards the front. Beyond that, we didn't see much, other than aerial activity. And that was one of the real sights, because they were very, very exciting, because the British wanted air supremacy, and the fight was going on, and of course the Germans, they wanted air supremacy as well, and some of these fights were very, very exciting to watch.
Now,
also, by this time, observation balloons were used on the Western Front. They were these sausage-shaped balloons with a basket underneath, and artillery observers would be in the basket, and sometimes the Germans would come over and fire incendiary bullets at them, and you'd see the observer leap out of the basket with his parachute, and all these things made interesting.